the gift of the journey. Jasper left home with nothing but a worn bundle and a yearning for something beyond the familiar. Each step was a journey into the unknown, with no destination, no plan, only a need to discover what lay beyond the edges of his small world. For days, he walked, until one evening, as he sat resting by a quiet roadside, he noticed an old traveler approaching. The man's eyes held the calm of a thousand journeys, his face lined with quiet wisdom. He carried a patched, rugged backpack, which he loosened and handed to Jasper. Jasper hesitated, feeling the weight of the gesture, but the old man only laughed.
"Don't worry. Backpacks have a way of finding me when I need them,"
he said with a twinkle in his eye. With the patience of someone who understood, the old traveler showed Jasper how to pack only what was essential: a small flask, a blanket, a notebook.
"Travel teaches you what's truly necessary,"
he said.
"The lighter you pack, the farther you can go. Life doesn't need much, just enough."
Before parting, the traveler reached into his coat and pulled out a harmonica, placing it gently in Jasper's hands.
"This is for you. Music can be a friend when you're alone, a voice that carries you through the quiet stretches. I've kept this extra one just for someone like you,"
Jasper asked.
"Sir, I've just met you. Can you tell me more about yourself?"
The old traveler replied.
"I am a keeper of melodies and tales. I blow across the reeds of my harmonica, coaxing out tunes that have echoed through canyons and whispered across prairies for generations. Each note I play is a thread in the tapestry of human experience, weaving together stories of love, loss, triumph, and transformation. My harmonica is not just an instrument, it's a time machine, sharing forgotten worlds. When I close my eyes and breathe life into these metal chambers, I share the hopes, dreams, goals and aspirations of our ancestors, things they wanted to share with future generations, through their songs and stories. Their joys, their sorrows, their wisdom, all expressed in their stories and songs. I've walked countless roads and sat by a thousand fires, sharing these ancient narratives with all who would listen. My repertoire is vast, filled with epic sagas, tender ballads, and cautionary fables. Each story is a seed that can be planted, grow, and flourish simply by sharing that story with others. My weathered hands and lined face tell their own story, one of a life lived in pursuit of preserving our collective memory. I am both storyteller and story keeper, ensuring that the lessons of the past are not lost to the relentless march of time. In a world that often moves too fast, I offer a moment of pause, a chance to connect with something greater than ourselves. Through the wail of my harmonica and the power of these timeless tales, I invite others to journey with me into the depths of human experience and emerge with a deeper understanding of who we are and where we come from. I am more than just a musician or a storyteller. I am a bridge between the past and present, a guardian of ancient wisdom, and a reminder that in the end, we are all part of one great, unfolding story. And, my new friend, I sense you, too, will someday become a keeper and sharer of ancient wisdom, using your harmonica to bring old stories to life, connecting people with their heritage through music and tales. You will offer moments of pause in our busy world to weary people from all walks of life, helping others to understand the human experience more deeply, all while preserving cultural memory. You will show how we are all part of a larger story, bridging past and present. We can have a brighter future, adopting advice from wise stories and songs from the past, and even writing your own stories and songs that will travel through time, with the chance of reaching people far off into the future. And someday, as I did, you'll pass on your backpack and a spare harmonica to another traveler.
They said their goodbyes and went their separate ways. As Jasper continued his journey, he found that each step, each encounter, held lessons he hadn't expected. He learned adaptability and resilience when the road was harsh or a night was colder than he'd prepared for. He discovered humility and perspective in the lives of strangers, people with struggles and joys as real as his own, reminding him that the world was larger and richer than he'd ever imagined. Navigating new places and managing travel on foot taught him patience. Every delay, every unexpected turn, showed him that not everything could or should be rushed. And as he walked, managing himself in unfamiliar places, he grew in self-reliance and independence, learning to trust his own instincts. The kindness of strangers taught him the value of connection. Shared stories and meals on the road reminded him that human warmth was the same, whether you met someone in your own neighborhood or halfway across the world. With only his few belongings, he came to appreciate simplicity and minimalism. He understood that true wealth lay not in possessions, but in the richness of experience and the kindness of strangers. Sometimes, in the quiet stretches, he'd pull out the harmonica, filling the silence with simple, soulful notes. These moments of music became lessons in living in the moment, teaching him to embrace each part of the journey fully, whether it was joyful, challenging, or something in between. Every new town, every mountain pass he climbed, sparked curiosity and openness within him. There was always more to see, more to learn, and the road itself became his teacher. The unknown wasn't frightening, it was a path to understanding, revealing more of the world and of himself. Through the hardships, he found courage. He grew braver with each step, learning that stepping out of his comfort zone was where life truly began. And in the quiet hours, when he thought back to all he'd left behind, he felt a deep sense of gratitude for home, for the people he'd met, and for the chance to see life from so many different angles. Jasper had left home in search of something he couldn't name, and what he found was a kind of wealth he hadn't known existed. The gifts from the old traveler, a backpack, a harmonica, and wisdom that went far beyond words, were guiding him still, shaping him into someone who understood that life's true treasures are found in each step forward, each soul met, and each quiet tune played under the open sky. The end.
With a bundle on the shoulder and dreams yet undefined, a soul set out to wander, leaving all they knew behind. No map to guide their footsteps, no destination in sight. Just a yearning for adventure and the courage to take flight. Oh, the gift of the journey, it's more than meets the eye. A backpack full of memories, a harmonica's sweet cry. Each step reveals a lesson, each stranger has a tale. In the school of open roads, there's no way to fail.
An old traveler's wisdom shared beside the road. Pack light, he said, with kindness, and lighten up your load. A rugged pack, a simple tune, a song to ease the way. Life's treasures are not silver and gold, but living every day.
Oh, the gift of the journey, it's more than meets the eye. A backpack full of memories, a harmonica's sweet cry. Each step reveals a lesson, each stranger has a tale. In the school of open roads, there's no way to fail. Through mountain pass and valley low, in strangers' smiles and campfires glow, the world unfolds its secrets grand to those who dare to understand.
With each mile comes resilience, with each town a new friend. The journey shapes the traveler right up until the end.
For in the quiet moments, when the harmonica plays, the wanderer finds the answer to the call that made them stray. Oh, the gift of the journey, it's the change within your heart, the courage found in solitude, the strength to make a start. A backpack and a symbol too, reminders of the cost of finding who you're meant to be in moments almost lost. So wander on, brave traveler, let the open road unfold. For in the gift of journey, there's a wealth that can't be sold.